This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Rocco Orlando. Dr. Orlando is the Chief Academic Officer at the Hartford Healthcare System. Hartford Healthcare is a magnificent system that's really come into its own in the last decade to two decades. We're going to talk to Dr. Orlando today about the key role, key priorities as Chief Academic Officer, a little about his career and more. Dr. Orlando, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Good morning, Scott. It's really great to be here and have this chance. My name is Rocco Orlando. I'm currently the Chief Academic Officer at Hartford Healthcare. And I'll talk a little bit about my career path, which I think will enlighten what we're trying to do at Hartford Healthcare with what we created as a new role of a System Chief Academic Officer just a little over a year ago. So for the 10 years prior to moving into the new role, I was the system's first System Chief Medical Officer. So really was involved in building and organizing a period of tremendous growth at Hartford Healthcare. And prior to that, my clinical background is I'm a gastrointestinal surgeon and had a career as an academic surgeon, again, at Hartford Healthcare and the University of Connecticut. So have been involved in research and education really for my entire career. So about a year ago, when Jeff Flax asked me if we would, if I wanted to take this on, really elevating academic affairs to a system leadership position, it really made great sense for Hartford Healthcare to really give that role that kind of importance and focus. And I think what's not so much unique about us, but so we at Hartford Healthcare, seven hospital system, large academic medical center, Hartford Hospital is one of our core assets. But what we don't have is we don't have within the system a medical school. And so whereas in other healthcare systems that might include a medical school, that role would be embedded. We didn't really have that. And in many ways, you can look at my role as in some ways as being similar to a medical school dean in some ways.
And it's brilliant because there's so many magnificent systems that have residency programs that work through them, other kinds of ways that work through them, but don't themselves have a medical school. Talk about, as Chief Academic Officer, what are your top three priorities? How do you view the role and your top three priorities in the role?
Yeah, so I think we have three priorities. So that they are, and they're really around education, research, and innovation. And I'll talk about how they're linked, and workforce development. Those are really the three major drivers. So we have we're involved in medical education and training medical students and residents. Our organization is the primary affiliate for not just one but for two medical schools, for the University of Connecticut and for Quinnipiac University. So we have within our system well over 700 residents. We have medical students who are rotating all of our clinical facilities. So that becomes critical to and really becomes that driver around medical education is really critically important in terms of recruiting. If you really want to recruit the best and the brightest in terms of rising physician talent, having that educational platform becomes important. Since those physicians tend to want to be involved with a medical school and with resident and medical student education. So that's a key asset to us in terms of our recruiting. And we're really leveraging it with our strength, and we're actually expanding the number of residents and fellowships that we have. The second key priority is really on research and innovation, and I link them. As a clinical system, our research is really in translational research, applied research. We do not have a lot of bench science, but we do have, we're quite successful and have a number of extramural funded grants, both federal foundation and industry. So we're really quite active in research, but we also link it to clinical innovation and to really part of our growth strategy. Research and innovation allow us to bring cutting-edge technologies and therapies to our patients and to really be innovators in that. So that's been a key priority. And we've really tried to build an entrepreneurial ecosystem so that we are attractive to startups. So related to that research and innovation, and I partner closely with our Chief Innovation Officer in this work, we have sponsored accelerator programs. We have relationships with the Israeli Innovation Authority, for example, and we actually have a formal process where we actually invite startup biotech and digital health companies to come and work with us. And we then link them with our subject matter experts and mentors. And the third priority area is really workforce development. And so the academic portfolio includes not just medical education, not just physicians, but advanced practitioners, nursing, allied health, pharmacy, physical therapy. And many of these areas are really critical shortage areas. And so we are working with our academic partners, the universities in our region, to ensure that we have the right pipeline of training the folks with the right skills who we know we're going to need in the future. So to do that, we've been working on deepening our relationships with those university partners to ensure, one, that we're training the right people, two, that they have the right skills. And also that opportunity allows us to have folks rotating through our organizations where hopefully we can recruit some of these talented individuals.
So, Dr. Orlando, I've had the pleasure of watching Harvard Healthcare over the last 15, 20 years with Elliot Joseph and Jeff Flax, and just the emergence of the system. And it's very similar to some other systems I see that have become magnificent systems. By all accounts, it strikes me as you're having a career that you're thriving in, that you're engaged, you enjoy it, you love what you do. And take a moment on what advice would you give to young physicians or young leaders on having careers that they thrive in, that they enjoy?
So the most important thing is find something that you're passionate about. Do what you love. When you do that, then volunteer. Find problems for rising clinicians. They may well be clinical problems, problems that are faced by our patients. Volunteer to be part of a team that's working to solve those problems. And I think that's really how that rising physician who has aspirations to developing leadership skills, that's how you're noticed, how you provide value, and really begin to acquire, without authority, what I'm going to call those important soft skills of leadership. So I think that's the advice that I give our young leaders, our rising talented folks, routinely.
And let me ask you another question. You're talking to the CEO about running the health system today. What advice do you give to the CEO today?
So first and foremost is that what we're facing in the future is not going to look like the world the way that it is now. So that we need to focus on agility, on innovation, on being open to new ways to solve problems. And I think that that academic focus, we create a team in research and innovation that is forward looking, really blue skying about what are the kinds of solutions that are going to have merit as we look at a rapidly changing healthcare system. Not all of the things that we look at are going to work, but some of them will. And so it's really making an investment in those future looking strategies that ultimately may require us to pivot and change our approach. And I think the pandemic is a great example of how that ability to pivot, change, really turn on a dime is really critical for an organization.
Thank you very much. And about the excitement of being chief academic officer, what a fascinating role at a great health system that has residences, that's working on workforce development, that has so many goals that come without having its own medical school. Talk about your excitement for the role. How much are you enjoying the role of chief academic officer?
Yeah, so that's another, if career advice that I would also give is be prepared to reinvent yourself periodically. So I've had a number of reinventions of self during my career, really taking on really different roles. And so this really represented another one of those opportunities. After 10 years of serving as the system chief medical officer, we had identified, trained, built up the skills of my successor, Dr. Ajay Kumar, who's now our chief clinical officer. And so I was really looking forward to and embracing a new challenge. And in many ways, it's almost, academic affairs at Hartford Healthcare, even though we have strong assets, by managing it at a system level, in some ways, it's almost like a startup, because you really haven't, it's the functions have been embedded in the various entities at Hartford Healthcare. We really hadn't elevated it to think about its strategic importance to the entire organization. So that's been a lot of fun. And I think as you look at her career and look at these periodic reinventions of self, that's really what keeps you energized and enjoying coming to work every day.
It's fantastic. You've had a remarkable career. I watched the remarkable ascent and growth and strength of the Hartford Health System. It's really remarkable to watch. Thank you, Dr. Lando, for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure to hear what you're doing. And this role that I assume will become a role, like we work at the health system nearby here in Chicago, very similar, great system, doesn't have its own medical school, but there's a constant interaction with the medical school, with the residences and many residencies and many of the issues you're trying to face. So I assume this becomes a more popular role at teaching hospitals that are not academic medical centers. Thank you for joining us today.
Sure.